lines. Part of your great perfection is that it doesn't contain just one intelligence, as used to be thought, and was generally called cognitive intelligence and measured with IQ tests, but rather it contains a dozen or more multiple intelligences. As different as these multiple intelligences, often called developmental lines, as different as these lines are, they all grow and develop through those eight major developmental levels that we just outlined. So, different lines, same levels. But the idea is that evolution has created, for each of the major areas in life, an intelligence specifically designed to address that area. Intellectual, emotional, moral, aesthetic, interpersonal, bodily, mathematical, musical, spatial, and so on. Although researchers give various numbers of these developmental lines, they are generally agreed that the following eight are central. Cognitive intelligence, correctly understood, is not a dry, abstract, analytic capacity, but the conscious capacity to take perspectives. First person, second person, third person, fourth person, and so on. Each is a more complex, more conscious, more whole, more unified level of awareness. This line is particularly important because it is necessary, but not sufficient, for most of the other lines. In order to be aware of your emotional intelligence, for example, you have to have an awareness that can do so in the first place. That is, you have to have consciousness or cognitive intelligence. So this line is foundational. Emotional intelligence is what the name sounds like, but it's not just being aware of your emotional state, but also the emotional states of those around you. In other words, it has a strong interpersonal component to it. It is how you relate to your feeling states and the feeling states of those around you. Intrapersonal intelligence is the capacity to cleanly and clearly introspect, to look within. It's said that the kingdom of heaven lies within, but that won't do you any good if you can't look within in the first place. Everything from self-knowledge to wisdom depends on being able to look clearly within. Somatic intelligence is body intelligence, your capacity to read your body's wisdom and be aware of various bodily states and conditions, as well as utilize your body's many skills. An entire organic wisdom is embedded in your body, and being able to read that is a crucially important intelligence. Moral intelligence is knowing the morally right thing to do. We treat others fairly if we feel some sort of identity or solidarity with them. And thus, as our identities grow wider and wider to the eight levels of development, our moral response grows greater and greater as well, from egocentric, care only for myself, to ethnocentric, care for my group, to world-centric, care for all humans, to cosmocentric, care for all sentient beings. Spiritual intelligence. We humans have two major but quite different types of spiritual engagement. One is spiritual growing up, representing structures of consciousness as they move to the eight major levels. And that is referred to as spiritual intelligence. It's how we think about spirit, about ultimate concern, about what matters most at each of these levels. The other is waking up, representing states of consciousness and known as direct spiritual experience, which is how we directly experience spirit, an item we'll get to next. Willpower. Will is simply the power of the mind to push things. It is will that allows us to take a course of action and follow it directly without losing track of our goal or veering off course. Will is required to put any human intention into action and is thus a majorly important intelligence. Self-line. The self-line of development concerns our relative, finite self as it grows into our ultimate, infinite self. This is one of the most significant intelligences that humans possess, since, following the lead of consciousness, the human self goes from id to ego to God, from subhuman to self-human to superhuman. So each of those are areas, developmental lines, where your great perfection can shine. Bhaktis, to awaken them, activate them, grow in development, and thus increase the reach and radiance of your own great perfection.